Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, March 4th, Election Day in Texas. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Mary Sue Cole. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1675, the composer Antonio Vivaldi. Born this day in 1888, the model for generations of college football coaches, Notre Dame's Newt Rockne.
We're going inside him. We're going outside him. Inside him, outside him. And when we get him on the run once, we're going to keep him on the run. But don't forget, man, we're going to get him on the run. We're going to go, 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 go. Today's the day we're going to win. They can't lick us and fight, 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 fight. What do you say, man? Today.
Taking notes for Colby Carthel. Inside, outside, go, go, go. Fight, fight, fight. Got it. On this day in history, on March 4th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt is inaugurated as the 32nd President of the United States. Beside the famous "nothing to fear but fear itself" comment, FDR indicated that he'd seek greater presidential power to fight the Depression.
I shall ask the Congress for broad executive power to wage a war against the emergency as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe.
March 4th used to be the regular date for inauguration, so Abraham Lincoln, also sworn in as president on this day in 1861, among others. Number one on the charts, a song recorded in Fort Worth and a favorite of the A&M Commerce Marching Band from the East Texas town of Jacksonville, Bruce Chanel and Hey Baby. On the KETR events calendar, the City of Commerce sponsors a free bus trip to the Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma on Friday. The bus will leave the Farmers Market in Commerce at 8 a.m. and the Crossroads Mall in front of Staples in Greenville at 8:30 a.m. You must be 18 years of age or older. Bring your driver's license and your player's card. Call Sherry Johnson for reservations, 903-886-1123. 903-886-1123. For more information, see events at KETR.org. A free bus trip to the Choctaw Casino in Durant this Friday. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Mary Sue Cole with the Hunt County AgriLife Extension Service. Good morning.
Morning.
Mary Sue, we have started having a thought for the day, and today our thought for the day is a problem well stated is a problem half solved.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, and that is from Charles Kettering, who was the founder of Delco, still a major company. Charles Kettering. Okay, a problem well stated is a problem half solved. Well, Mary Sue is going to talk to us this morning about some big changes coming up with the Hunt County Fair, and it's good that we're talking about this, Mary Sue, because actually, as it turns out, it's not going to be that far off.
It's going to be here before we know it. Mm-hmm. The fair this year has been moved into April. Of course, it's been in June for many, many years, and so we're trying to get the word out to people that, hey, you better get your stuff in order, you know, because it's going to be here before you know it, because the fair is going to start April the 25th and go through May the 3rd. And, of course, what I want to talk about is the creative arts entries. And those entries are actually due on April the 14th, a couple of weeks before the fair starts.
So the thing about that is, as I see some of those entries, takes a long time to do some of that work, and you sort of have to have some lead time to get it ready.
That's exactly right. Of course, creative arts includes photography, fiber arts, quilting, basically anything that handwork, wood carving, they'll find a place for whatever you do. The thing is, the item must have been made the last year. In other words, it could never have been entered in a fair before. I think the biggest challenge that we're going to have is with our home canned foods, because if people canned last year and they plan to enter it in the fair, they may or may not have some left over from last season. And April's a little bit early to can produce for this year. So I think that that will be the biggest challenge, is making sure to get the word out so that people save some of that back so that they'll have some of that to enter. But April the 14th is the day that the entries will come in for the permanent exhibits. And that's between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. So even if people work, it should be able to accommodate them. And they just bring their entry to the Creative Arts Building on the Hunt County Fairgrounds. And the ladies there will help you get your entry in and get it into the right division. One of the things that I work with is what we call Texas Heritage Expo. And that's kind of an event within an event. And we do this the first Saturday of the fair. We do it in the Creative Arts Building. And we invite people that do heritage arts and crafts, such as embroidery and quilting and butter making and soap making and leather work and all of those things we consider lost arts that are really coming back. And we invite exhibitors to come to demonstrate. And on that one day only, we allow them to sell product without any commission or anything coming out of that. So you have some listeners out there that do those kinds of things. If they'll give me a holler, we'll send them some information about it. It's not any entry fee at all. And we also have a heritage foods contest that goes along with that. And each year we pick two topics or divisions to enter. And this year it happens to be blackberry cobbler and fruit cookies.
Oh.
So it could be like a mincemeat cookie or a date cookie or an apricot, any kind of fruit cookie and blackberry cobbler. And so that's really easy to enter. All you have to do is show up with your entry and your recipe. And we do that on Saturday, and the entries have to be there by 11:30. That's
my grandmother used to make blackberry cobbler.
Oh, boy.
Haven't had that in 40 years, I bet.
Oh, well, you know, I think eating the blackberries is just an excuse to eat the pastry.
I think you're right. Well, this will be now one thing you said as we were visiting before we got started here. The Hunt County Fair then starting April 25th is going to be on while school is underway, and that's going to be a kind of a somewhat complicating factor.
It may be real complicated for some families. I hope not. I understand that the Fair Board worked with our schools and got good buy-in from the superintendents on that.
Well, you have something on your website, on the AgriLife Extension website about this, or is there, I guess there's a Hunt County Fair website.
There is a Hunt County Fair website, and it has all the rules for creative arts and all of the other events on there.
Mary Sue, thank you for sort of sounding the alarm about this.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Because it was not yet on my radar screen. I bet that's true of some other people as well. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
Mary Sue Cole is with the Hunt County AgriLife Extension Service, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.